disaster relief by text message, and the inevitable internet scams that follow a disaster. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. The earthquake that devastated Haiti has prompted an outpouring of technology-enabled donations. We've seen a growing level of online giving with each major disaster over the last few years. What's new this time around is donating by text message. The American Red Cross, for example, had received nearly $6 million in text message donations as of yesterday afternoon. Stacey Palmer is editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
It used to be really expensive for charities to offer text messaging. Very little of the donation that you gave would actually end up in the charity's hands, so it wasn't really worth it. But some things that have happened in the past year have made it much lower cost, and so it is actually a worthwhile thing. And now that people are more comfortable text messaging for other things, they're also thinking about texting and giving.
So what else has happened to make this kind of giving possible where it wasn't really possible before?
One of the things that the cell companies did was they came together and they said they realized that it was really prohibitively expensive for charities to use this, and so they said they're going to make it available free. And so there's a way that it's very possible for charities to offer this and really have very low administrative overhead. And I think in this recession, one reason it's so popular is you're only talking about a $5 or $10 gift usually with a text message. So it's easy on an impulse to say, I really, really want to give. I want to do something right now, and I'm pretty sure that I can afford $5 or $10.
Is there any downside to this shift to text messaging for donating to disaster relief efforts?
The downside is that if people feel like that's all they need to do, then that won't be enough money probably to take care of the needs in Haiti. There's going to be an ongoing effort that's going to cost many, many millions of dollars for charities to be able to help the people rebuild. So people are going to need to think about giving more. And I don't think much of that will happen through text message. I think people will go online and find out more about the groups that are working there, and then they may be encouraged, if they can afford it, to give even more generously.
Well, do the more established charities worry about text message giving for the reason that you said, that people feel like they did something already?
I think most big charities are trying it in part because they want to see whether it works and if they can find ways to follow up with people and send text messages to those folks who have already given and encourage them to give more. So there may be ways that it benefits and goes beyond those small donations. But this is really the first time we've had a disaster in which people have used this fundraising approach. So we'll be experimenting with it, and we'll see whether it works. And then if it does work, then I can imagine we're all going to get pitches for text messages to give to all kinds of causes.
Stacey Palmer with the Chronicle of Philanthropy. As the ways to give money after a disaster get more creative and numerous, so do scams. John Harrison with security company Symantec.
So we're seeing everything from tainted search results leading to sites that may have been fake and set up to try and take your money directly rather than going to relief agencies. We've seen emails that may look very much authentic, including having the logo in the address. But hey, when you go to that sending money, that actually goes to the scammer. Or we often see through various social media, all it takes is someone sending you a link to say, donate money here. And of course, that link may take you to a fraudulent site. And again, the money ends up going to the scammer rather than to the direct relief agency.
John Harrison with Symantec. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.